Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, we welcome you to All in the World, your host, Stephanie Dorff. We're going to talk to you. Hello, God is able to see and speak abundance more than we can even think of. Lord, in bad ages, open those up to us. And let that 38 in the land of the we come to you again, Lord, this is the Lord. We thank you how you allow us to lay down and your angels to watch over us all night. You touched us and woke us up up here. We've seen a brand new day, Lord. Clothe us in our righteousness. Have that spirit all out of you. We thank you for being our refuge and our survivor. We thank you for being our hope. We thank you for how you have made a way when it seems that way. Lord God, I can't thank you enough. Thank you for healing my body, Lord God. You didn't have to do it for security in the way. I thank you how you looked beyond our cause and received and met our needs according to your riches and glory. Paul said, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches. Lord, I thank you that the shut-in is over for a few while, Lord God. Let them be able to work something out so your people can pay their bills, Lord, and have food to eat and medicine that they don't need, Lord, that they need. One young lady said she had a right to answer, Lord God. And I know what that is, Lord God. And I have, if I have to rush in it, I don't know what I would be here today, Lord. So make a way so she can put her feet in. Have mercy, Lord. Those that standing in the food line, Lord God. We thank you for the shepherd of yourself, Lord. Feed them, Lord. Feed every need of them. Help them get caught up on the bargain of paper that is next to you, Lord. And peace, Lord God. Yes, Lord God, provide for your people. Jesus, your people come up, Lord God. I don't know how to call them by name, but all I can say is, Lord, look down upon them. Just have mercy upon this country. Have mercy upon our president, Lord God. Give him the right mind, Lord God. Take that old stony heart out of him, Lord. Let him die. Be concerned about, Lord God, but the whole United States of America, what made a vow. You got to stay on there, Lord. And move on his heart that he may be given for the death of this country, not for the death of his base, Lord. Oh, God, have mercy. Turn your people back to you, Lord. Lord, I want it. Lord God. Lord God, I pray for those in nursing homes, hospitals, and incarcerated. That young man, woman, boy, and girl that don't even know you in the partner. Turn them around, Lord God. Have mercy upon them, Lord God. Let them know that you love them, Lord God. Let them know that you will never leave them, not forsake them, no matter what condition they are in. Lord God. First, in your divine gift, you shall be. Thank you, I pray for you that I hear him and see your word. Lord, I thank you to your comrades, hear your word. God, let the words of my mouth meditate in my heart. Be definitely in our sight. O Lord, my strength, my redeemer. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. So call in now, if you could call in and listen to this broadcast, 646-668-2580. That is 646-668-2580. Okay, what we're going to talk about today is hell is real. We have two ways you can go, heaven or hell, no in between. And I'm going to read from Matthew the 7th chapter. And it's 13 and 14 verses. It says, enter you in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many there be which go in thereof. Narrow is the way which leads unto life, and few there be that find it. God will. It's for no one to care that we all come to this point. And he gave us a way out, and that was through the blood of Jesus. We have a way out. We don't have to go to hell. If we go to hell, it is by our own choice. It is because we choose to go there, not God. God give us a mind. The thing. He gave us 5 cents. He gave us a mind over the net. He will not make us do anything. He gives us the choice to choose between life and death, heaven or hell. There is no in between. There is no purgatory or whatever they call it. That's nonsense. Not even in the Bible. Heaven or hell. You choose which one. Psalms 16 and 10 tell us, for you will not leave my soul in hell, neither will you suffer your Holy One to see corrupt. You know, we're going to go through down here. We're going to go through, I'm going to say, hell down here. Let's not die and go to a worse place. I'm going to cry loud and I'm going to fail not. God wants us to do. Lift up your voice like a trumpet and show my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sin. For Romans 6:22-23 tells us, for the wages of sin is death, and the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So what do you want? 20. And there was a certain thing which lay at the gate field of sin and desired to be saved with the strong from the rich man's face. Moreover, the dogs, they came and licked his and it came to pass never died and was carried by the angel and through Abraham too. And the rich man and was buried. And in hell, he lived up his own. He didn't have no kind of mercy or compassion on them. None at all. Being in torment and feed Abraham afar off, and Lazarus is in his room. All Abraham have mercy on you. It's too late. Too late. When you're down here, you have a chance to do good. The Lord is too good and do it now. That's in the book of James. And he told him to send Lazarus that he may dip his finger with water and cool my tongue. For I am in torment and in pain. Do you want to live in torment the rest of eternity? Because if you don't get it right down here, and you will reap what you sow down here. Yellow lady, 7:6-7, God is not mocked. But whatsoever man sows, that shall also reap. You want to reap down here, you're going to die and go to a worse hell if you don't get it together. Are you down here? Surely we all must stand before the judgment seat of Christ and give him a time every day that it's done. But Abraham told him, the son, remember that you in your lifetime received your good things. Likewise, Lazarus, evil things. But now he is comforted and you are tormented. That's what when you don't follow God's instructions. We're supposed to love our neighbors as the first one would love the Lord thy God and all thy soul. If we can do that, we can love our neighbors. We would not suffer our own selves to be hurt. So we should want our neighbors to be in hurt. All this between you and you are there the great gulf fixed, so that they which will pass on hence to you and not neither can they to us that will come from them. The 27th verse. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that you will send him to my father's house. Now he's thinking about his brother. Therefore, I have 5 brethren that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham said unto him, that they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them, said, nay, Father Abraham. But if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they hear. Neither will we persuade them. God is good. God give us, you know, I'm reminding of the sea, you know, that was hanging on the top. He said, if the two things, one on the right and one on the left, and the one on the right said, we deserve what we get. But this man is just and he don't deserve. And Jesus said, today, God wants to say, he don't want you to go to hell. That's what the enemy wants, is for you to go to hell. Satan is on the rampage. He came to strip us as wheat. But Jesus standing there on the right hand of the Father, pleading for us right this moment that we would get it right, that we don't have to go to hell. Abraham told him, if they don't listen to Moses and the prophet, they're not going to listen from the Lord from the priest. Hell is the reason. Whatever shall say, thou food shall be saved on their side. But as John tells us, if any man say in his heart, it's the fool that say in his heart that there is no God. That's his word in John. What more? It's simple. Romans 10 and 9. That if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, he shall be saved. You get saved. The Holy Spirit comes in and makes it abode with you. What the Holy Spirit do, it leads you and guide you and teach you and show you the direction you must go. Because we have a God Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit of the adversary. And they in contrary one to another. But it's up to us to decide which one and what voice do we want to listen to. God give us that soul. John 1 and 9 tell us, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and is just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. All we got to do is just confess it. And he is faithful and just. And will forgive us of our men and sins. And then he'll cleanse us from all unrighteousness. David said, create in me, O God, a clean heart. And renew, O right spirit. Then he went on and said, cast me not away from thy presence. Now take your Holy Spirit from me. Show me the joy of thy salvation. And uphold me. I have pain, leg, up and down. We all might. It's not for sale. It's a free gift. It's a gift from God. We are saved by his grace through faith in Christ Jesus. 2 Peter tells us in 2:4-6, for if God shall not the angels, who sin, but cast them down to hell and deliver them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. And fail not the old world, but say no to unrighteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungod. Then it goes to say, and turning the city of Solomon and Gomorrah into ashes, condemn them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those who after shall live. Meaning ungod. God is sitting on the throne. Jesus is sitting there, telling the Father. And we see, he sees the blood that his son shed on the hill of Christ. You know, when he was on the cross, it got so dark. So dark. Jesus had turned his not on, not onto the throne, but on without seeing faith in his name. Jesus says, it is finished. In other words, I've done what you sent me to do. I paid the price for their sin on the hill. They laid him in a bottle of soup in the heart of the earth for 3 days. But early, early that Sunday morning, he rose with all power. Heaven and earth is in it. He can do anything but fail you. Let him save you today. Today is the day of salvation. Repent of your sins and confess it. Repent. He's there with Oxford. Bidding you to come. Come be all that of heaven made. And I will give you rest. Take that yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm lowly and meek. For my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. There's nothing too hard for God. He will do anything but fail you. He will save you. He will heal you. He will deliver you. He will set you free. If you want to be set free, he's able to do it. There's no future what God can do. Let's put your life in his hands and let him control it, Lord. For when we try to control it, it gets out of control. He said, cast all your cares upon me. There's no reason for no one to go to hell. Because the price was already paid. Let's repent today for the United States of America. 2 Chronicles 7:14 something. People who are called by my name, Lord, pray and humble themselves and turn from their weak ways. Then I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins. I will heal the land. The land needs a healing. Only God can do it. I'm reminded of this young rich ruler. He came to Jesus. He asked Jesus, what must I do to have eternal life? Jesus told him to keep the Ten Commandments. He said, I have kept them. And he went on to say, the lady what they were. Then Jesus, in the time, said, in order to have eternal life, tell all your goods. But the man went on, because he couldn't tell all that he did. But if we follow Christ, sometimes you got to give up. Sometimes you might have to give up all that you have in order to follow Christ. Sometimes you got to forsake mother, father, sister, and brother. But in the end, get a faithful life. Jesus will reward you. The sacrifice that we make down here for the sake of the King, he will reward you. Do good, cleave to that which is good. Forsake that which is evil. Because faith, it is for real. There's no in between. With heaven, may God bless you and may God keep you. May heaven smile upon you. If you run with God, you will run with God. Here tomorrow at 2 p.m. and remember, it's all in the Word. God bless.